Well, this is the second time I've got my sister on my part to know her takes on life in general as an 11-year-old. You know, it's always interesting how their perspectives change as they grow older, and if this podcast sustains, I'm gonna bring her on the show every year and see the kind of transition, because it's beautiful on its own. In this episode, we talked about her school, her hobbies, what's something that she wants to change in this world, to what life, God, and happiness mean to her. And I'm sure you're gonna miss hearing what she has to say about all of it. So do consider listening till the end, cause we had fun recording and y'all shall too listening.
Hey friends, welcome to the podcast channel That One Thinker, brought to you by Kabir Khanuja, where I talk about happiness, productivity and human condition. So make sure you listen and enjoy.
Hey friends, welcome back to yet another very special, very cherished episode of the podcast. I know we skipped July and I don't regret that, cause it was a fantastic month. A lot of things happened, and well, yes, Bani came to India in July as well. So that was something that was really special. Yet we didn't record any podcast during that time. Nevertheless, here we are with the second part of With My Sister series podcast. Know what my 11-year-old sister thinks of this interesting, unfair world. Hello, Bani. How are you? How do you feel like making it again to this very renowned podcast the second time?
I am good and I'm very excited to make the podcast again.
Nice, man. So, did you beat the metrics?
Yes, I beat the metrics very well.
Nice. Are you remembering the things that we talked about in the last podcast?
Some
of them, a few of them.
Yes.
Nice, I thought so. So I'm gonna ask you a few of them so that I can, you know, get to know what all changed and how you grew. But other than that, how's been the last year for you so far?
Last year has been pretty exciting. I'm moved around a lot, lots of traveling, and it's been very fun all around the place.
That's nice. What are some of the goals that you accomplished, and what are some of the, you know, new habits that you acquired?
I've accomplished finally opening a school locker, because that's very hard. Remembering the code, learning how to open the code, the pattern and all that. And a habit that I learned is starting at the right time, doing it bit by bit by bit until you get the whole big picture.
That's thoughtful. What are some of the new habits though?
New habits is like practicing. I practice like different sort of talents a lot. Like I love singing and I love dancing, so I practice those, and I have a habit of doing those at like the right time.
Okay, makes sense. What are some of the hobbies lately as an 11-year-old girl?
Hobbies are listening to music, reading, and singing, because those are the things that I do regularly.
Those are the, you know, yes, the main ones that you gonna find Bani doing on a random day, on a random time.
Yeah.
Listening to music, that's nice. And which are your favorite subjects, and which teacher is your favorite from the other school?
I don't have a favorite subject. I really enjoy all of them because I'm good at all of them. My favorite subject is usually the one that I'm best at, but I'm okay at all of them, so I'm good with that. But my favorite teacher is probably my last teacher of the day. She's my reading teacher, and she's strict but in a very fun sort of way, very exciting.
Okay.
Gives me a little tingle for her class.
I still remember you mentioning that maths is your favorite subject. Is it still?
Yeah, not much anymore. No. I love math, but I love more subjects too.
Okay, fair enough. As we're talking about school, tell me more about, you know, some of the funniest memories that you ever experienced in your school with your friends or alone or with teachers.
A very funny memory is last year when it was Christmas. Mm-hmm. The whole entire sixth grade came to the cafeteria to watch a movie, Elf movie. I forgot what it was called, but it was a very funny movie. And at the end of the movie, my social studies teacher, Mr. Drake, came into the cafeteria dressed as Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, and gave everybody candy. He just gave it to everyone. He had the beard, the hat, the clothes.
Did anyone try to pull his beard?
Yeah. Well, no, he already had the beard. It's already his real beard.
Remember, we had like a Santa Claus figure coming in our daycare and stuff. We used to try to pull his beard and then just to realize that it was a girl who was dressed up like that. That just brings me back to my daycare days. Anyways, what's the one thing that you do with your friends to have fun or in general when you're bored? Of course, you do listen to music, but when you're with your friends and you're bored.
Sometimes we play games on the computer, but lots of times we use our imagination to create a plot, a story that we can act as different characters. Like we use our imagination to play some randomness of things.
Okay. Some hypothetical figures, some fictional characters, and then you play that yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And what type of online games do y'all play?
We play Roblox. Mm-hmm. is the biggest one.
Right, yeah.
And sometimes we play this game called Minecraft, which is really famous.
Nice, nice. I remember Brookhaven RP, if I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm. I don't play it much anymore though.
But man, even I do play Minecraft. You know, the addiction of Minecraft did happen from Atlanta. And then I got to know about Minecraft and then I came back to India and then I downloaded Minecraft and, you know, rest is history, me streaming Minecraft, me getting addicted. That's a really fun game. That's not gonna get old. Anyways, you know, I've been wanting to ask this question, that do you agree with what mama and papa generally advise you, or regardless of what they say, you know, you always disagree or do what you feel right?
Matters on what they're saying. Like for my dad, papa always says that studying helps you, studying will get you really far in life, and I agree with that, I really do. But sometimes I don't agree with things like sleeping on time, because what if I stay up doing something more resourceful, like maybe even studying or reading? Usually I stay up reading. So it matters on what the situation in question is.
Well, like still in general, or some things that, you know, just contradict with mama.
I usually agree, because I didn't really have much.
She's gonna listen to this, you know.
Yeah, without them I would be on the street. I love my parents, but sometimes it makes them so, like, they disagree with me so fast. They're usually the one who starts the argument. They always disagree with me. My
side. Nice, man. Nice. But anyways, so how'd you like your visit to India this summer, and what changes did you perceive in general?
I loved my visit to India. It was really, like, awesome. I loved it. And in Nagpur, when I went to Nagpur, I noticed that it was more cleaner in a sort of way. And they even added some, like, lights that made it look very pretty at night. So they really just made it more beautiful. Really, really nice.
And what about Mahabaleshwar?
Mahabaleshwar was just complete rain. Nothing else
than
that.
Still remember those narrow roads.
I like
Papa driving
I
to.
Yeah.
Driving at night. Me trying to, you know,
eating
that direction.
The top of the mountain.
Yeah. We had to visit the Veena Lake for the first side, but we ended up being on the back side of the Veena Lake, which never led to Veena Lake originally. But of course, I'll take that. Nagpur is way cleaner than Pune. You know, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? You know, if just I give you a choice.
If I could travel anywhere in the world, I would travel to Europe because, well, I've learned about Europe so much in sixth grade and I've never been to Europe. I just want to travel and see what it's really like, if it's really true to its facts and everything that I've learned about it.
And where exactly in the Europe?
Paris.
Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, Eiffel Tower.
At night, you're gonna climb the Eiffel Tower and then you're gonna see the view. And have you seen the movie Ratatouille?
Yeah, I watched it
first. Yeah, so you're gonna eat that dish as well.
Yeah,
that's gonna be really nice.
Yeah.
Also, if you had a chance to spend a day with a person, who would be that? I mean, the person can be dead, alive, fiction or non-fiction.
Dead, alive, fiction or non-fiction.
Yeah.
I would like to spend a day with a book character named Voldemort. He's from Harry Potter.
I knew.
He's known as the antagonist.
Yeah.
And I would really like to meet him in person.
I just knew you were going to say that. And then how are you going to spend the whole day? Where are you going to take
with
him?
With him, I'm probably going to take him to, like, the hospital to get a nose, because he doesn't have a nose in the first place. And then we'll probably get ice cream, and yeah.
That's a day with him. Nice. I'm not sure if I asked you this in the last podcast, but what do you aspire to be when you grow up, and how do you want to provide to this world, or, you know, just the society around you?
When I grow up, I want to become an aerospace engineer, someone who creates rockets, rovers, transport space. I want to provide this world with inspiration, education, and information, all three of those, and then the world might, like, have lots of knowledge about what reaches far above.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I always thought that you even wanted to become singer. And
that's not really my thing.
You never know, man. I got my inspiration after 8th or 9th standard. And, you know, before that, it was just like, I wanted to do something in terms of technology, or I wanted to become a cricketer. And then it was after 8th and 9th standard. That's literally like in high school that I got to know that, bro, you know, I want to become a singer. I want to travel the world. I want to, you know, have my own concerts, you know, and stuff. But you never know in future what are your aspirations and stuff. But if it ever happens that you want to become a singer, then, you know, it's going to be nice. Like, two people in the family becoming singers, you know, having their own tours and stuff. That's going to be really amazing.
That could be my part-time job.
Yeah, part-time job. What is one thing you would like to change about the world?
Poverty. I want to get completely rid of poverty. And I know it might seem like that I'm a bit used to poverty because I lived in India for like 4 years and then visited a couple of times. But no, I just can't deal with poverty. It just doesn't work. I want the whole world to have a better life.
I mean, that's thoughtful, but how can't you deal with poverty? Like, how is it affecting you?
How is it affecting me? It just makes me feel better about myself. So, it's good to help people too, isn't it?
Yeah, true. Okay. I mean, I don't know if you'll understand this or not, but I just read this somewhere or watched something about it, that the literal definition of economy, or economia, if I'm saying that right, it's the study of the lack, and the economy wouldn't work if it wasn't for the poor people. I mean, of course, it comes with the bad sides and they are, you know, really helpless. And, you know, that's, there's not a lot that we can personally do. But there's this story of Mansa Musa, the richest man to be ever alive. He literally bankrupted the Egypt's economy while he was passing by, as he perceived poverty, and he gave gold coins to every poor person he saw. So essentially the economy crashed because there was no one who really was lacking anything, and that led to the obstruction in the surplus flow. So that's something you know, just a thing.
I would rather have an economy crash than rather. I would rather have an economy crash than have people poor.
But then, if everyone's gonna have the same amount of money, then who's gonna work? You know, just in general.
Well, that's confusing.
You gotta, Charlie, think about this. Ask Papa about this shortly after this podcast.
Okay.
You will, right?
I will. Okay.
And as I ventured that, I'm pretty vehement about technology and music. And I'm not very sure who's my role model when it comes to technology, but I surely do know that Charlie Puth is my inspiration when it comes to music. Is there someone you look up to, or is your role model an inspiration with regards to your aspirations?
No, I don't have any role model, because I believe that if you have a role model, you're going to be try to be like them, and then you're just not going to be you. Like, you won't become anything new. You'll just go after copy after copy after copy. So, I don't really have a role model.
Sure. But still, you know, it's just like, not copying necessarily, but you can of course take inspiration from them.
Yeah.
You know, just like for what they stand, it can be even Nelson Mandela for that matter. You know, you're not gonna try to become like Nelson Mandela, you're not gonna try to become the president, but of course you can learn from his leadership skills, his idea of raising the voice, you know. So yeah, now I think I did make the kind of transition from very light questions to the questions that made you think for a while. Reasonably. But now I really want to get into your takes on these few profound questions as a 11-year-old girl. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So what, according to you, is life?
Life is a chance to prove yourself, to show what you can actually do.
That this is the same answer that you gave in the last podcast. I really thought that you're gonna have a kind of switch in your answers.
I don't change very fast.
But still, what's life? Come on, man, elaborate. It's a very deep question.
Life is like something you need to catch. You have to grasp it and squeeze whatever you can out of it, and like finally get some worth out of it.
It's like your goals.
How the maids deal with the clothes Dog. That have just been washed. They squeeze it. They squeeze it hard.
So we are planning to squeeze.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you planning to squeeze?
I'm planning to squeeze a rocket.
Rocket.
I want to be an aerospace engineer.
That's life for you.
Yeah. Squeezing rocket. Yeah.
Oh man. I found this pretty weird, but that's nice. That's life. You gotta chase something that we gotta squeeze. I will squeeze music, guys. That's the takeaway from this podcast, guys. Nice, man, nice. What does God mean to you?
God to me is like a light bulb in the darkest of any room. Like, I can just turn it on and the whole entire place will be filled with like joy, happiness, brightness. God is like someone I can summon like anytime and will help me in any situation.
So you do feel protected and you do feel hopeful for, you know, when you know that you believe in God, good things are gonna happen, and even the bad things that happen for a reason, because God has planned something really special for you.
Yeah, that's true.
For me, you know, I have a lot of unanswered questions about God, but I think there does exist an energy. And you know, even I see this in a way that I do believe in the fallen angels, the evil energies. So if they exist, then even the God exists. And growing up, I've heard a lot of unending stories about the God. So I think that just goes to show that, of course, there's something as a higher power, but I think it's just the energy that's in all of us, the same energy, and we belong to the same whole spectrum. And we are just the small products of it, and we do have God inside us. And when we actually find ourselves, that's known as enlightenment, which is really, really hard in this era. So when we get enlightened, that's when we find our own self, and that's when we find God. Other than that, He's someone who just gives us the hope to live, to be grateful for, and to cherish that. Yes, bro, you know, I woke up today, I escaped the matrix, and here I am doing a podcast with Bani. Anyways, what according to you is happiness, and can it be bought?
Happiness is anything that cheers you up, that lightens your day, that like lightens up your day. And yeah, happiness can be bought. With money, it can definitely be bought. It matters on what is happiness to you. Is it like a new car? Then that can definitely be bought. Is it like some Kinder Joys? Yes, that is happiness. Then you can buy that. But if it's like someone or something that's just out of reach of money, then happiness turns into a whole new, there's a whole new other level of that.
Yeah, fair. And what's something that you let the happiness depend on?
I let the happiness depend on my mood.
And what's your mood dependent on?
My mood depends on what day of the week it is.
Where again, you know, mood changes, emotions change. It's not really something that's constant.
Yeah.
So what do you do in general so that, you know, you get back the happiness, or you literally buy the happiness?
I usually get happiness out of test scores. If I get 100, the first thing I do is show Mama and Papa, and if they're happy, I get very joyful, and it lightens up my whole entire day.
That's good. That's like, good.
So
that's
much
really good.
Happiness.
That's really nice. Oh man, happiness for me. What's gonna be happiness for me? Happiness. See, you know, you can buy happiness, but sometimes you just can't. But what you can of course do is, you can of course not buy unhappiness. So it's like, you can either be in these three states. Either it's gonna be happy, positive, it's gonna be neutral, zero, or it's gonna be unhappiness. Instead of being in gloom, you can of course stay away from it and be on neutral. And there are, again, just as you said, there are certain moments that really make you happy. That's light in the day, right? But then again, there are a lot of people just like me who seek for a constant level of happiness. But again, we should of course keep this in mind, that in the chase of something that you lack, you actually acknowledge that that's something that you actually lack. And when you know that you lack that thing, then you get sad again. It's just a unending recursive cycle. But yeah, I think happiness till a point can be bought, and it's something that comes from certain moments of the day that just, you know, change this whole vibe for you, and you're so optimistic about everything suddenly, you know, just a few things, just like this podcast, you know. Of course, I'm recording this podcast just as the day started, so I think now, you know, I really hope that the day goes well as I get to talk with my sis, 11-year-old sis, haha. Anyways, I really admire and cherish every single take of yours on these heavy questions. I loved it throughout. Now, I can kind of, you know, discern the contrast from what you were as 10-year-old to what you are now as 11-year-old. It's impressive, but again, some of the answers were the same. Like literally word to word. But anyways, let's now end this podcast with a small rapid fire. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Sure. So here goes nothing. This is one of the things that my friends used to say. Anyways, what is one thing that you're grateful for?
Family and friends.
Okay. What is one thing you are excited about for the future?
College.
Man, okay. It's like, I should be excited about the college. It's like next year for me. Man, you have a long way to go, but okay.
I only have 5 years.
You only have 5 years?
5, 6 years.
Bro, that's a long time. You're gonna grow so much. And that's not only 5 years. Those are 5 years.
Okay.
5 long years. 5 whole long years. Bro. Okay. What is one thing you are really proud of yourself for doing in the past year?
Passing all my grades.
With good grades.
Yeah.
What is one thing you would like to improve about yourself in the next year?
Be less repulsive.
Okay. I do agree with what Baba Papa has to say. I mean, of course, it depends, but yeah. And how was this podcast for you?
Podcast is awesome. Lovely.
Loved it?
Yeah, I did.
Nice, man. Amazing. Loved it all as well. And I'm super excited to post this on the internet. And I hope everyone enjoyed listening to Bani. You know, her fabulous, her thoughtful takes on what more can I possibly say. And I think it's going the right way on a bright sunny day. And I'll just keep on rhyming this for the whole Friday. Today's Friday? No, today's Tuesday. Okay, I gotta stop. Any last thing you wanna let the listeners know from your side?
Have a good day.
Okay, man, let's make
good
a
night, wherever you are.
Anyways, those who are listening till this point, I'm sure y'all enjoyed just as much how Bani and I did recording this one. Thank you for patiently listening. I'm glad, hoping that I've given some value addition to your life and you can relate to this. Lots of episodes are in line, so surely consider this podcast. Well, have a great day. Cherish every moment. And until next time, peace.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, friends, for patiently listening to the podcast. I'm glad, hoping that I've given some value addition to your life and you can relate to this. Have a great day, cherish every moment. Until next time, peace.